Today she is Masechet Pesachim Daf Yud. We're going to begin on Daf Tesamah Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. Shnei Tziburim, you have two piles. Echad shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. One is a pile of matzah and one is a pile of chametz. Ufneim shnei batim. And in front of them you have two homes. Echad bodek ve'echad shein bodek. One home already had bedikas chametz and one home did not yet have bedikas chametz. And two mice came. Echad shokel matzah, one took the matzah, ve'echad shokel chametz, and one took the chametz. And we don't know which pile ended up in which home. Says the Gemara, Hainishtei kupis. This is identical to the case of two kupis that we learned in the Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Shnei kupis, if you have two piles of produce, echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma. One is a pile of chulin and one is a pile of truma. Ufneim shnei soim, in front of them are two big barrels, echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma. One is a barrel of chulin and one is a barrel of truma. V'nafalu elu toch elu, something fell into each barrel, mutar. We say it's mutar. Why? Shani oimer chulin toch chulin nafalu. I say that the chulin fell into the barrel of chulin. The truma l'tach truma nefilu, and the truma fell into the truma. So here too, I'm going to say that the chametz went into the non-bodek house, and the matzah went into the house that was already inspected. The Meiri says that the Gemara could have said a different story with the same result. Let's say you have only one pile, and the pile is chametz, and you have two homes. One home was nivdak, and one home was not nivdak. So again, the Shani Oimer, what I say, tells me to say that the chametz went to the non-inspected home. Now, Tosfos makes a few very important observations. One observation Tosfos makes is that this Gemara is, you have the same case in Masechet Yevamos, and there is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where we say that the chulin fell into chulin and the truma fell into truma. We're dealing with a situation that even if the truma fell into chulin, there was a roiv chulin connected the truma. So I have a roiv working in my benefit anyway. That's how Reish Lakish learns. Taisa says, obviously, Al Gemara doesn't agree with Reish Lakish's approach, because Al Gemara doesn't make any such distinction. Now, Taisa asks another question. Taisa says that even if I say that the chametz came into the house that was nivdak, it should still be mutter. It should be a svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? Sofik if the chametz came into this house. V'im tim tzulayman, if you'll say the chametz came into this house, perhaps it was eaten up by the mouse that brought it in. So it should be mekel anyway because of a svek sveka. So Taisa says, you're right. If it was a small loaf of bread, I would not have to rely on what that Mishnah teaches us. Here we're teaching about a large loaf of bread, and since it's a large loaf of bread, we can't assume that the mouse ate up such a large loaf of bread. Ask the Magen Avraham, how could Tosfos say that perhaps we have here a svek sveka? It's not a svek sveka. A svek sveka is always when the two svekas come together. Here we have the two svekas. The first suffix came when the chametz got schlepped in, and the second suffix comes later when it perhaps got eaten up. That's not called a svek sveka. So Mefarshim answer, when we look at a svek sveka, we look at when do we have a shaila. And the shaila is not when it was schlepped, or not when it's eaten. It's now Erev Pesach, what do I have to do? And now when I have the shaila in front of me, both svekas I hear if it's a small loaf. Ask the Gemara, so what I say, Shani Oimer. I assume, I say, the chametz went in a house that was not inspected, the matzah went into the house that was inspected. Ask the Gemara, Eim Damrin Shani Oimer, you know when you could say this concept, but Truma Drabonin. When we're dealing with Truma, which is only Drabonin. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Truma Bizman Azeh. The nowadays where we don't have a base Hamikdash, the Chiv Truma is only Drabonin. However, Chametz, which is the Doraisa, Miyamrinon, where we say this concept of Shani Oimer, make these assumptions. Ask the Gemara, Ot B'dikas Chametz Doraisa. What are we talking about here? We're talking about B'dikas Chametz. B'dikas Chametz is the Rabbanan he. It's only with Rabbanan. Why? The Midah Raisa B'Bit Ba'al Masagila Bittah would be enough. So there's an obvious question. Yesterday we emphasized and re-emphasized that although Bedikas Chametz is only the Rabbanan, it's a very serious Rabbanan. It's a very serious Rabbanan, we said. And that's why the regular rules of the Rabbanan do not apply. And today we're saying it's enough. So Tosfos, as we said at the end of the shiur yesterday, Takadin always said the Bedikas Chametz is only the Rabbanan. And that's why Tosfos, when we learned the Gemara about the mice pulling from the piles, said that we're only dealing with a situation there was no bittel. Because if there was bittel, then Bedikas Chametz would never be required because it's Rabbanan. But Rashi didn't agree with Tosfos. Rashi said, as we explained, the Bedikas Chametz is extremely serious. So all of a sudden today it's not so serious. So a lot of answers to this kasha. The Ran says there's a fundamental difference between what happened in the Gemara yesterday and what's happening in the Gemara today. Yesterday we were worried about a chaticha, about a specific piece. There was something in a pile, and that piece, which may be chametz or may be matzah, we have a shaila with it. So there we're machmer because we may have a piece of chametz. Here the shaila isn't on the piece that was schlepped. The shaila is on the house. The shaila on the house is not the same as the shaila on the piece, and that's why today we could be mekel and yesterday we were machmer. The other rishonim explain in a simpler way. Yesterday we didn't have a legitimate way of making assumptions. We didn't know if what the mouse took was chametz, you got a real problem. Today we have an easy way of explaining, saying that the chametz went to the non-inspected house, the matzah went to the inspected house. And the Gemara continues in that vein. Now you're going to have tzibur echad shel chametz. You have chametz. Ulefana beis batim bedukim. You have both houses, which were both already inspected. So now the Gemara works perfectly. In the previous Gemara, it works for me to say, I'll say that the chametz went to the non-inspected house, the matzah went to the inspected house. Here I only have inspected houses. V'asa achba v'shokol. And now a mice came and took this chametz. V'lo yodidin, and we don't know. Ilahai oil. To which house did he take the chametz? Says the Gemara, Haina shnei shevilim. This is similar to Mishnah Masechta Ksubas that talks about two roads. The Tanan, the Mishnah says there, Shnei Shevilim. You have two roads. Echad Tameh v'Echad Tahor. One road is Tameh, it has a grave in it, and one road is Tahor. And like Rashi says, the Tameh road, the grave on that road, takes up the whole width of the road. So it's impossible to walk on that road without becoming Tameh. V'holach b'Echad Behep. Somebody walked on one road and afterwards he touched something which is Tahar, but if he walked onto the Tameh road, what he touches becomes Tameh. Similarly, and his friend went also on road, he went to the other road than the first person and he too also Taharis. So now one of them is Tameh and one of them is Tahar. We just don't know which one is which, because we don't know who walked on the Tameh road, who walked on the Tahar road. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imnishu Zebifnei Atzmai, the Zebifnei Atzmai, if each one of these people come to ask the question separately, Tahar, why is everybody Tahar? Because we're dealing with a Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, so Rishus HaRabim, it's a road. We explained yesterday, Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. The only time we'll have a problem is Shneim B'Basachas. If they're going to come together, then Tameim. Why are they Tameh? Because one of them must be Tameh. One walked on the Tameh road, one walked on the Tahar road. So if they come together, I have to say that somebody's Tameh, and since I don't know who's Tameh, I have to say both are Tameh. Now, Rashi seems to say that when I say both are Tameh, it's Midaraisa. Because since one is for sure Tameh, and I'm answering both at the same time, I have to say that one is they're both Tameh Midaraisa. Tosfos says that merely Midaraisa both are Tahor. Why? Because Sofik Tameh B'Rishus HaRabim is Tahor. This that we're going to paskin that both Tameim is only a Chumah D'Rabbanan. Tosfos further says that when we're talking here, we're not talking about the people themselves. The people themselves certainly have an obligation to be matar themselves. Why do they have an obligation to matar themselves? So Tosfos explains, because if they're not going to be matar themselves, what's going to happen in the future if both of them touch something at the same time? And one of them is certainly tameh, that item will become certainly tameh. Or what happens if both of them walk into the Beis HaMikdash at the same time? Where Allah is, you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tameh. One of them certainly was over of going to the Beis HaMikdash when you're tameh. So the people themselves certainly go through the process of tahara. Here we're talking, but they came to ask about items that they touched. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Benkach, Benkach, Tameim. In both cases, they're tameh. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Vitam Rav Yochan, V'bas Achas Tereya Kol Tameim. If they come at the same time, they're tameh. Everybody agrees. Like we explained before, we can't say tar because somebody certainly tameh. B'zechazeh, if they come not at the same time, which Rashi explains, b'zechazeh, it's they were not there toch kedei dibur. I came separately and my friend came separately. Everybody will agree to hirim because we're not related. Loy nechlaku el v'bal lehoshel alav al chaveroi, where he comes to ask when one of them comes. But he doesn't only ask the Shiloh on his own behalf, he also asks on behalf of the other person. Rav Yossi says, since two Piskei Halacha have to be given at the same time, and both can't be Tar, so I have to be Machmer. Rav Yehuda Medam Leila Zachas, and Rav Yehuda says that since I'm asking for myself separately, and asking for my Chav separately, it's consider two separate shilas. So the Rishonim explain, if when I came and I asked, I specifically said this is the story and it affects me and my colleague, that's also considered bas achas. What is the shilah? What is that I asked the shilah for myself, and then after I finish asking the shilah for myself, I said to Rav, okay, now I'm finished, now I want to ask you a shilah for my chaver. That's how Rashi learns. The Magen Mishnah says that's not good enough. If immediately after the Rav gave me a psak, where I'm tahor, I'm going to turn around and say, what about my friend? That would still be a problem, because it's a joke. We can't both be tahor. So it means that I didn't ask at that time, I came back later. Another situation. Suffolk O, and now just let's relate that to chametz. So the same thing here. If we had this pile of chametz being brought into the two houses, both were Nivdak, so if the two owners will ask separately, and maybe it's even better they should ask separate Rabbanim, then it's going to be fine. If they're going to ask at the same time, or one will ask for both houses, then it will be a problem. Now we have another situation. Suffolk O, Suffolk Loyal. We don't know for sure. We saw, so the way Rashi and the Ran explain the Gemara is like this. We saw a mouse in the chotzer with chametz in its mouth. So the chotzer certainly requires bedika. There's chametz in its mouth. The shaila is, do we also have to be by the chametz in the house that's next to this chotzer? Suffolk all, do we have, we're not sure if the chametz was brought into the house, Suffolk loyal, or perhaps it was not brought into the house. Says the Gemara, Hainu Bika, it's the same as the Shaila of a Bika, or Plukted Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan, which is a Machlaikis Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. The Tanan, Hanichnas Labika be Mais HaGishamim. A Bika is a wide open area, but Mais HaGishamim is when the fields have seeds on them. So since the fields have seeds on them, they're a Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to walk there, you're going to ruin the field. But Tumma Besod HaPloinus, and one of the fields, one of the distinct fields in this wide open area has tuma. Vam echad halachti ve'elkem halos. Somebody says, I walked in this area. Veini yodei, however, I'm not quite certain. Im nechnasti v'sod v'moy nechnasti. If I walked into the field, that's tuma, or I didn't. Rav Elazar matar. Rav Elazar says it's tahor. Rav Chama matar. Rav Chama machmer. Shehoi Rav Elazar oimer. Rav Elazar would say, Sofet bi yitahor. Suffolk Magatoma. So the way Rashi and Tosfos explain this, the reason Rebbe Lezer is Mekel is because we have a Svek Sveka. Suffolk, if he walked into the field, that's Tamei. And even if he walked into the field, that's Tamei, perhaps he didn't go near the grave. The Chachamim are machmer. Why the Chachamim machmer? Because the Chachamim hold that any Safek Rishus HaYachid were machmer. So Tosfos explains very beautifully. Tosfos says like this. Rabbi Lezer is saying that even though we have a halacha that Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tomei, here by Sfek Sfeika we won't say that. We'll be Meikle. Why? So Tosfos says, what is the Makor? What is the source why we say Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tomei? It's a Saita. Because a Saita, we don't know for sure that she had relations with someone besides her husband, but we're still machmer. Why are we machmer? Because it's a Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid. But says Rabbi Lezer, by a Saita there's only one Safek. We know that she was the Siachid, she was secluded with this person. The only Safek is that they have relations. But by a Svek Saika, perhaps we'll be Mekel. That's why here, with the Svek Saika, Rabbi Lezer's Mekel. What Pshat in the Chachamim? Rabbi Lezer is saying a very nice svara. So the Chachamim explain like this. If you think about it, everything we've learned in our travels through Shas, why do you say Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tamei? Many times by Sfeikas we should be Mekel. All of a sudden we have a new halacha. Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tamei. Chiddush. Says Tosfos that the Chachamim are telling us that what Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tamei teaches us is that maybe for all other reasons I think it should be Tar. There's a Gzeiros HaKasev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us I want it always to be Tamei. It makes no difference how many Sfeikas. It's always going to be Tamei, even by Svek Sveika. Now let's relate this to our Gemara. If you learn the Gemara simple, the same Machloikas of a Rebbe Rabbanan will be related if we saw the mass with the Chametz in the Chatzar and we don't know if he walked into the house. Says Rashi and Tosfos that no, by Chametz for sure we won't have to do Bedikas Chametz again if the house was Nivdak. Why? Because Rashi explains, since the whole requirement for Bedikas Chametz is only with Rabbanan, so he could be Mekel. That's how Rashi learns. It's not the same as the person by the Kever, because they were dealing with a Tumah D'oraisa.
That was like Rashi yesterday.
Right. It's a Chiddush. Here Rashi says, Bittel is enough. And again, we have to go back to what we said before, because you have a way of explaining it, that he never walked into the house. We could say the mouse never walked in. Tosfos says, the reason we're Mekel, Tosfos agrees with Rashi, that we're Mekel here. He goes, not because of the Bittel. He says, since the house has a chazaka that it was Baduk, that it was inspected, I have no reason to be Machmer all of a sudden. But what do we have to do? We have to take out of the words of the Gemara, according to both of them, the words of Plukta Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. The Gemara wanted to say that this Shaila is the same Shaila as the Machlokes Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. That's not true. It is not the same Shaila. It's not the same Shaila. Now we have another situation. Sof ol ubadak. You saw the mouse walk into the house with chametz, and then you go and you check the house for layashkach, and you don't find any chametz. What do you do? Pluk the ramei rabbanon. So it's machlokes ramei rabbanon. That's not hay ramei oimer. Kol davish becheskes tumah. If you know that, let's say there was a grave in a place, so this place has a chazaka that it's tamei. La'olam hu b'tumah. So it always retains that status. Achi yivadlach hatumah heichen hi. Until you know where the tumah went, and if you can't find it, you have to keep on looking for it. V'cham maimrim, and baidik achi megiya l'sela l'kaka psula. If you have a concern that there's a grave here, you keep on digging until you come to virgin land that was certainly never dug up, or you come to a rock that was never dug up, and you don't have to go further. So according to Rameh, you hit. So now Rashi again says that although we had the machloikas over there, here we wouldn't have the machloikas for the same reason. Because since we already had Bittel, the entire requirement to do Bedikas Chametz is only midrabanan, we could be Mekel. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the machloikas of Rameya and Rabbanan will be relevant here, and according to Rameya, if you saw a mouse walk into the house with chametz, you have to go do bedika. But ask Tosfos, so according to Rameya, I have to go do bedika. No, I go do the bedika, and I don't find anything. So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do now? So Tosfos says, do bittul. If you do bittul, your requirement will only be midrabbanan, and then you can be makel. Others say you'll have to do bittul. You'll have to do bedika again. Keep on trying. Other rishonim say that you'll have to go be baidik in places where normally you don't have to be baidik. Yesterday we said that normally only you don't have to be baidik in a place she'ein machnisim b'chametz, where you don't normally bring chametz. Now, if you did a bedika and you found nothing, according to Rameyah, you'll have to go look at the places where normally you don't have to search. But it's a very interesting thing that I saw. The stipler says that none of the Rishonim say you have to move out. And from here we see that, let's say bedikas chametz wasn't done in a house, or it wasn't done properly, there's never a chiv to move out because of that. Now we have another shaila. All ubadak v'ashkach. You saw the mask walk in with the chametz. You went in, you looked for the chametz, and you found it. Plucked the Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. So now we have a machlokes Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya. Sada shneva b'kever. You have a field where there was a kever. And hanichnas l'toychoy. So whoever walks in to that field is tamei. Again, we have to explain where the kever takes up the whole width of the field. Nimtz b'kever. Once the kever is found, hanichnas l'toychoy tahar. Then whoever walks in is tahar if he avoids that area. The kever that I lost is the one I found. I don't have to be concerned that another kever was there. Divrei Rebbe. You have to inspect the whole field. So here too, if you walked into the house and you found chametz, if you saw chametz being brought in and you found chametz, according to Rebbe, that's the chametz that we could safely assume was brought in. I have to do no more further bedika. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm not just going to be satisfied with what I found. I have to keep on looking throughout the whole house. Now, this shaila is very relevant. First of all, let's talk about the following shaila. Let's first talk about bedikas chametz. What's going to be the halacha the Rishonim discuss, the Farashim, the Paiskim discuss? I did bedikas chametz. And then after bedikas chametz, I open up a closet and I find chametz in it. So certainly I have to do bedikas chametz over in that closet. Do I have to do bedikas chametz over in the whole house or just in that closet alone? So the Paiskim say that I only have to do bedikas chametz in that closet. However, the Paiskim do say, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, that let's say you did bedikas chametz and after bedikas chametz you find chametz in three other places in the house. After you supposedly did a bedikas chametz, then you have to do the whole house again. Because you have a chazaka on this house that it wasn't inspected properly, and you have to do a bedikas chametz all over again. Now, there's another shaila. Famous shaila. The Gemara Masechta Chulin says, Nitl halev, if an animal, a chicken, is born without a heart, it's trefa. So this is a very famous story. There was a chicken slaughtered and they inspected the chicken and it had no heart, but the person who brought the chicken for a shaila said that I saw a cat walking around in the place where they did the shrita and perhaps the cat ate the heart. So the Chacham Tzvi says, and he uses our Gemara, he says whatever you have an excuse you can be makel. So just like there we said that the kever that was lost is the kever that was found, and just like in Agmar I said that the chametz which was brought in is the chametz that was found, here too I'll say that was it. Says the Panim Iris, you can't compare the two situations. In the case where the chametz was found, I have no reason to believe that there's other chametz in the house. When the kever was found, I have no reason to believe there's any other kever. Here I'm missing a heart and I don't know for sure that the cat ate it. So I can't just say, make up that the cat ate it. There's another shaila, famous shaila, Shev Yaakov. There's a person in Aguna, a woman, whose husband disappeared. And a guy came and said that there was a Jew traveling on a specific road and I saw him murdered. So the shaila was, and they knew that this woman's husband traveled on that road. Can we say that it was her husband who was killed? So again, you can't compare the two situations. In our situation, we have no reason to be concerned further. Over there, the Shev Shemaita says, just because we know that the husband traveled on the road and he was Jewish, doesn't mean he was the only Jewish person that ever traveled on the road. And maybe he wasn't the one that was murdered, it was a different Jew that was murdered. And that's why we can't compare the two situations. Another situation. Hiniach tes, you put down 9 pieces of chametz or matzah yud, and you find 10. Says the Gemara, plukted Rebbe Rabbonin. It's machlokes Rebbe Rabbonin. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa. Hiniach mona, you left down $100 bill of Maisa Sheni, of matzah masayim, and then you find $200 bills. So the Tanakam says, Rebbe holds, chulan Maisa Sheni Muravin Zebazah. We say that the $200 bills I have here, one is the original Maisa Sheni money, and one is chulan. But I don't know which one is which. So Rashi entices to say, I'm going to have to redeem both of them with a Tanai. If this is Maisa Sheni, fine. If not, I'm redeeming it. V'chamayim hakel chulin. Why? Because I say that the 100, nobody's going to mix up chulin and Maisa. What must have happened is that the Maisa money that was there originally was removed, and the new money is completely chulin. The same thing here. If I have a pile of 9 and then I find 10, according to Rebbe, I'll say it was only one more chametz. So if I find 10, I'll be okay. According to Rabbanan, I have to look for new 10, and because I assume that the original 9 have nothing to do with the new 10. Or another shayla, Hiniach Yud, just the opposite. I put down 10 pieces or matzah teisha, and I only find 9 pieces. Hana Sefer, it's the Sefer. The Tanya Hiniach Masayim, I had 2 $100 bills of Maisa or matzah mana, and I only find that $100 bill. So I say, manach, manach mutal, divi Rebbe. 100 was removed, and the same 100 is there. So only one has to be looked for. Because I say that what was there originally was completely removed, and a new pile was brought. So according to Rabbanan, here too, I would have to look for the original 10, not say that it was only one missing, but it's a whole new group. Hiniach bezavazu, I left the chametz in one corner, or matzah bezavas acheres, and I find it in the other corner. So the Gemara plunked of Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. That's machlok to Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan. The Tanya, kardim shavu bebayis. Somebody had a shovel in his home, and it got lost. Habayis tamei, the whole house is tamei. Shani oimer, adam tamei nichnas l'shav v'natloi. That a tamei person entered the house and removed it. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer, habayis tamei. The bayis is tahor. He might have lent it to somebody he forgot. I took it in one corner and put it in the other corner. Ask the Gemara, what's corners being mentioned? Says the Gemara, if a shovel was lost in the house, habayis tamei, the house is tamei. Why? Shani Omer Adam Tamei Nichsus L'Shav Natloi. A Tamei person must have entered and taken it. Oi, Shaniach Bezavazu. I left my shovel in one corner. Or Matz Bezavas Acheres. I find it in another corner. Again, I say a Bayis Tamei. Why do I say the house is Tamei? Shani Omer Adam Tamei Nichsus L'Shav Natloi. That a Tamei person must have come in and taken it. Ask the Rosh Yosef. Good. According to the Rabbanan, we're worried that a person entered your house. It didn't move by itself. But why should I say that it was a tummy person that entered your house? Maybe the person that entered your house was a tar person. So, the Rosh Yosef answers, here we're dealing with a person that entered your house that shouldn't have been entering your house. He didn't have permission. A person who does such things is a ganef. So just like he's not makpid, just like he's not careful about Geneva, he's also probably not careful about Tum and Tahara, and we have to assume that the person that walked into your house was a Tumay person. The house is Tar. He must have lent it to somebody he forgot. I took it from one corner, put it in another corner, and I forgot. So going, relating this to Chametz, again, according to Rabbonon, a new bedikas chametz will have to be done. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a new bedikas chametz will not have to be done. Amar Rava, ach b'nichbas, you saw a mouse coming into the house, the kik of a fiv, and he has a loaf of bread in his mouth. V'nichnas achrav, and then I come into the house right after this mouse, umatzer prurin, and I find crumbs. Tzricha b'dika. So like Tosfos explains, that even if the amount of crumbs that I found equals the amount, the size of the loaf of the bread, so maybe I should say that's perfect fit, that these crumbs that I found must be the loaf that the achba brought in. I don't say that. It's not normal that a mouse should make crumbs. So it must be different bread, and I still have to go searching for the bread that the mouse brought in. However, Amarava, Tinuk Nichnas, if a child enters the house, the kika biyada, and he's carrying a loaf of bread, the nichnas akrav, and then I walk in after him, or matza perum, and I find crumbs, ain't tzara bedika. Now there's no requirement to do bedika. Why? Children do make crumbs. So Tosfos again says that, as he said before, that it has to be that the crumbs equal the size of the loaf of the bread. Because if the crumbs don't equal the size of the loaf of the bread, where do the rest of the crumbs go? The Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam says that even if the loaves don't equal the amount of the loaf of bread, I don't have to worry, because the child probably ate up the balance. I found some, and the rest of the child ate up. In fact, I saw some farshim hold, according to the Rambam, if you find the amount of crumbs that equal the whole loaf of the bread, then you really have a shaila, because the child didn't eat anything. Very unlikely. Now Tosfos makes an interesting observation. Tosfos says that in Amun Aleph we learned of Shimon Gamliel's Shita, that Shimon Gamliel says that if you lost a kever in a field and now you find a kever, you can't automatically assume that that's the kever that was lost. So Tosfos asks, what's Rav Shimon Gamliel going to hold here, where you have child bringing in a loaf of bread and you found crumbs? Will Rav Shimon Gamliel again argue, I can't automatically assume that those crumbs are the crumbs the child brought in? Says Tosfos, no. Here Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree that I could be makel. It's so obvious that these two stories are connected, that these are the crumbs that were brought in, that I don't have to be machmir. And before we go further, this halakha is irrelevant. Let's say a child comes carrying chametz in the house. You know, everybody's had these stories. That right after the room was cleaned for Pesach, and it's perfectly clean, a child walks in with chametz. What's the halacha? So Mr. Brewer says that a child, even though he's not yet bar mitzvah, has namonis. And if he says, let's say I didn't go into the closet with the chametz, unless you have a reason to believe that he's lying because he's scared, you could trust him. The same is the halacha with a goy. Let's say a goy walked into my house, and it could have been even on Pesach, with chametz. I don't have to go do bedikas chametz again. I could safely assume that what he brought in, either he ate up or he removed from the house. By Rava. So now Rava asks a series of shailas. Ach ben nichnas, a mouse walked in, the kik b'fiv, and there's a loaf bread in his mouth. V'ach b'yoytz v'kik b'fiv, and he walks out with a loaf. Mau. Mi amin hain hal da'al v'hain hal da'anafik. It must be the same mouse that walked in, that walked out. And again, Tosfos says, even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was machmer, and says we don't automatically assume that what I found is what I lost. Maybe here he'll be makel, because it fits too well. I dilma, or maybe I have to be concerned, achrinuhu, that it's a different mouse, and the first mouse is still in the house with the chametz. Im tim tzloim ahayna hayda ol, behayna hayda nafek. I'm going to say it's the same mouse that came in, that walked out. What's going to be the halacha? Ach b'lov and nichnas, the kik b'fiv. Walking into the house was a white mouse with a loaf in his mouth. The ach b'shocha yoytz v'kik b'fiv. And a black mouse walks out holding a loaf of bread. Mao havad achrinuhu. It's obvious not the same mouse. And the first mouse is still there with the chametz. Adam arumi armi minei. Maybe the second mouse stole the loaf from the first mouse, and therefore b'dikah is no longer required. V'intem tzolayma. Achbrim loy shakli me'adodi. Mice have a code of respect between each other. They don't steal from each other. They only steal from people. Achbrim nechnas v'kikah b'fiv. What happens if you see a mouse walking in with a loaf in its mouth? V'chol de yoytz v'kikah b'fiho. And a weasel is walking out with a loaf. Mao. Do I say chol de vadim achbrim shakotei? Where did the weasel get this loaf of bread from? From the mouse. Idilma achrinahu. Or perhaps it's a different loaf. And I have a reason to believe that. Dim Isa, the Ma'achbe Shakelte, had it taken it from the mouse, Achbe Fiyam Mishtakach. Why did it only take the loaf? Why didn't it take the mouse? Vim Tim Tzloima, Im Isa, the Ma'achbe Shakelte, that if it took it from the mouse, Achbe Fiyam Mishtakach, it would have found the mouse in its mouth. So what's going to be the halacha of Achbe Nichnas, the Kikar Befiv? The mouse walked in with a loaf, the Cholde Yoitz of the Kikar. Not a cholder is walking out, the weasel is walking out with the mouse and the loaf in its mouth. Hacha vadiihu, it must be that this is the mouse with the loaf that it brought in. Adilma, no, don't run so fast. Im isad iu nihu, if it would be all the same, why would it be that the loaf is in the mouth of the weasel? It should be in the mouth of the mouse. In other words, he should have picked up the mouse with the bread in the mouse's mouth. Kika b'fi achbe mishtakech ha'v'boyishtokre. You should have found the loaf in the mouse's mouth, not in the weasel's mouth. Or maybe you could say mishim b'susu hunaf v'shakotei. What happened was when the weasel was about to attack the mouse got scared, dropped the bread, and then when the weasel picked it up, it picked up the mouse separately and the bread separately, but it's all the same mouse and bread all along. I don't have to be concerned that it's a new mouse and a different mouse, and bedikah is still required. Says the Gemara, teiku. In all these shayles we say teiku. So when you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that we don't bring that, all these halachas not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And the obvious reason is they're very unlikely to have happened. A mouse with a weasel with the walking in and walking out, and you exactly saw, and it's the exact same amount, very unlikely. But we do have to give some sort of halachic guideline what should or should not be done. Not if you have this specific shayla, or it could happen you could have this specific shayla, but when you have these types of shaylas. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us a law, a rule to follow, and we really said it earlier in the shiur. What you should always do is do bittul. If you do bittul, so your chiv or bedika is no more than the rabbanon, and therefore we could be mekel. Continues the Gemara. Before, it could help even for more than a kazayis bittul, but the rice of bittul works for everything. Boy Rava, kika b'shmei kaira. You have a loaf of bread all the way up on the attic, or all the way high up on the ceiling. Tzarech surum l'aridoi ein tzarech l'aridoi. Do we have to say you have to go bring now a ladder to bring down that loaf or not? Mimrin kula highlights Rechu Rabbonin. Chazal did not require to do so much of a bedika. Kivin de loy nochis v'nafshi loy asa l'mechle. The concern is that you're going to come eat the chametz, but he's not going to eat it. It's all the way inaccessible. Adilma zimnin nafla. Things that are high up fall down, and there's a concern for Aslam Mechla that you may come to eat it. That's why you have to remove it. Says the Gemara, Vim Tim Tzolayim, Zimlid Nof of Aslam Mechla. We do have to be concerned that it's going to fall down and that I may eat it, and therefore I have to remove it. What's going to be on the other hand? Kika Bebar. Do you have not a loaf of bread in a pit? Tzarech Sulam Aloysoi or Ain Tzarech? Do you have to go get a ladder, climb into the pit to schlep out the chametz or not? Hachavadi lo yavida the salkim nafsha. Nothing. Gravity only says that things fall down. Gravity doesn't say that things go up. Idilma, or do I have to be concerned? Zilma the nachas lemevit sarcha. You may need to have to do something in that pit all of a sudden in Pesach. And if the chametz is in that pit, we're concerned that aslam echli you come to eat it. Im tim tzolaim zimna the nachas letzarcha aslam echla. What happens if we're going to be machmer in this case? Kika b'fi nachash. What's going to be the halacha if you have a loaf of bread in the mouth of a snake? Now, you can't approach a snake to get out the loaf. Pretty dangerous thing to do. Tzarech chaver l'hoytzei ein tzarech. Do I have to hire people who are snake trainers to remove the chametz or not? And the way the Rishonim explain, we should take out the words of Intim Tzolaimer. Because this shaila is really not connected to the previous two shailas. Intim Tzolaimer is always the one shaila is built on top of the other shaila. This is an independent shaila. Do we have a chiv to go spend money to get the chametz out of his mouth? Do we say the gufet rechu rabbanim? Chazal made me go do bedikas chametz. They didn't make me spell money for it. Or maybe there's no difference. Taiku. So the Gemara leaves with a shayla. So Taisus asks a kasha. Taisus says that we learned on Daf Dalet that let's say I rented an apartment from you, and I bought an apartment from you, with the assumption that it was already Nivdak, and then it turns out not a Nivdak, I have no claims. Why? Nichalei le'inish de le'eved mitzvah b'moinei. People have no problem spending money for a mitzvah. So we see that people have no problem spending money. So why here does the Gemara v'shayla, the Chazal make us spend money to do a mitzvah? The Gemara says people have no problem spending money for a mitzvah. So the answer that they're giving, a few answers. One answer, the answer I like the most is like this. Bedikas chametz, a regular normal bedikas chametz, is something that anybody can do. You chose, or you live in a place where people, for whatever reason, don't do their own bedikas chametz. They hire people to do bedikas chametz. So, the Gemara says that's not a problem. People are satisfied. If that's the minhag that everybody hires professional cleaning crews, you don't mind hiring a special cleaning crew to cover Pesach also. But that's only what's normally done. Taking snake trainers to remove is not something which is normal. That's not something Chazal said. So even though people don't mind spending money, they don't mind spending money on something which is the average regular way we live, the normal way we live. To require us to do something which is not in the norm, which is sort of extraordinary, hiring snake trainers, which we're not even sure they're going to necessarily be successful, some Rishonim say, which is certainly not in the normal course of events, there we say, even though nichle le'inish lev mitzvah, people don't mind spending money for a mitzvah, but that's only in the normal course of events.